Hey y'all, it's the Witches Lounge Podcast. I am your host, Jade. Welcome back. We are on about episode number 15, I think, and today we're going to be talking about Christianity and how to let go of the drama. And to clear the air before I do get into the podcast, I just want to say that I'm not against Christianity personally. I don't have any problem with Christians or their beliefs. It is a preference, and I think whatever gets you closer to your higher power should be your religion. So to each its own. If you're a Christian witch out there and you're listening, I do not want to offend in any way. That's not what this is about. I do not allow hate, discrimination, anything like that in my little bubble, in my world. I try to keep that at bay. But I am going to speak about my own experiences with hopes of shedding some light on how to be yourself if you are surrounded by a bunch of people who don't have your beliefs. It might not even be Christians. It could be a Muslim. Maybe your family is, you know, believes in Islam, Hindu, whatever it is. There are a lot of religions out there that aren't tolerant of others. So that is more so what we're talking about, the umbrella of discrimination against witches in general. And I'm going to start out with a Bible verse that I have always felt like the interpretation of this particular Bible verse is where a lot of the hatred that some Christians carry, or the dislike, or the major fear, I believe it stems from this particular Bible verse, and amongst others, of course. And keep in mind that whether you do or don't know anything about the Holy Bible, there is an Old Testament and there is a New Testament. And in the Old Testament, it was very kind of hardcore, I guess you could say. It's more of the stoning age, whenever an eye for an eye was still practiced. And this particular verse does come from the Old Testament, so it was along those lines. And there was a lot of, like, radicalism, in my opinion, in the Old Testament. And people, some Christians do pick and choose what it is that they want to live their lives around. I'm also a lesbian, so I've dealt with that as well. And having the Bible thrown at you because you're gay. And then the same person could be aborting a child, and, you know, the Bible speaks against abortion. So, or committing adultery, and that is spoken against as well. So, it really just, what it boils down to is a lot of people have picked apart a ancient text, a sacred text, however you want to look at it, whether it was really written as it says it's written, or if it was just a random person who, you know, had a dream and decided they were going to write all these, I don't know, you know, anything is possible. It's passed down. It's been rewritten many, many times. And that's what's kind of scary about the whole situation, is for such a large group of people to not to say that they are something and not live by every piece of it. That is just beyond me. I don't really understand it, and it's a lot of what turned me away from Christianity to begin with. So anyways, back to this Bible verse. So in Deuteronomy book 18 verses 10 through 11, it says, "Let no one be found among you who sacrifices their son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or is a medium of spirits, or consults the dead. So basically, and this is my interpretation, everybody has theirs, you would look at this, and as I said, this is in the days when people were eye for an eye type of thing. And I don't know about you personally, but I don't sacrifice a son or a daughter. I have not heard of that particular sacrifice. But there is no, all it says is not to do this. It, in my heart and in my mind, confirms that they are, they being the person who wrote this book, they're confirming the fact that witchcraft, sorcery, omens, all of this stuff, spells, that this is an actual thing. But what, where's the rest? You know, what, why? Why not be found with this person? You know, why not embrace it as the gift that it is, rather than pushing them on the outs, or in this time, getting them killed, possibly their entire family or anyone who is around them. And, you know, it's just very hard for me to wrap my mind around the whole situation. Another verse, Leviticus 19:31. Do not turn to mediums or seek. What is this? Sorry. Do not turn to mediums or seek out spirits, for you will be defiled by them. And I am a medium, and I don't even like to approach people with communications on my own. I occasionally do it for people who come to me, but I never reach out to others, and I certainly wouldn't defile someone. And I don't know if these particular people just had prejudice against witches, or if they feared it, or whatever. Whatever the case may be, I really think that it planted the seed of a hatred, and it planted the seed of something that could possibly destroy the religion itself and what it's supposed to be built on, which is love and forgiveness and all that good stuff. And with these seeds of hate planted, you know, they're going to grow. And it has grown for many, many, many years. And it continues to grow. And it's only getting worse. As with any touchy religious topic, this is a controversial matter that can cause many to take it to a very extreme level. It divides family, causes hate and prejudice, discrimination, and sometimes segregation from your community, your family, from people who love you, people that you love. It can be rough. I am a very proud and public witch, and I realize that everyone is not like that. Some of you are possibly shy or very intimidated or scared of what could happen or what people would think of you. And I am a little bit older, and it did take me probably about, quite honestly, I wasn't in the broom closet but like 3 or 4 months. But I'm a very hard-headed and stubborn person. So whenever I believe something, I believe it, and I don't push it on you, but I just plant my feet firmly in the ground, we'll just put it that way. But the whole situation is not easy, though. What some people do not believe is really scary to them. They fear it. And as humans, we have a fight or flight response to fear in general. And the fear of something indifferent and unknown can push a lot of people to just start to lash out, attack, even try to chase away or get rid of what they believe is the problem or could be the problem in the future. Unfortunately, by some, not all, we are seen as evil, controlling, devil-worshipping, sneaky little witches, and we are the things that are lurking in the shadows, making things go bump in the night. And I'm not an expert on witches, but I have met my fair share, and I have never to this date met a single witch that has lived up to all of the fantasy, like, I don't want to say characters, but, like, nobody in my world has lived up to what a Christian has put us out to be or portrayed us to be, or what I've seen here recently, because it has gotten really, really bad in my little small town, and it was a stupid Facebook post. Naturally, it was on social media, but it was someone recently bashing Halloween and paganism, and just, it was absolutely ridiculous. And I do know that there is dark magic, and there are dark entities, and there really aren't forces to be reckoned with. But overall, what I see, what I am, what most of you are, is a group of peaceful and powerful, very appreciative, and just in tune people that are simply misunderstood because of someone's interpretation of a particular religion. And whenever you're new to the craft, or you're even new to the discovery, and sometimes even just accepting that you're actually a witch, these accusations can really be intimidating and make it hard to be yourself. And it could put you in this box, aka the broom closet. And what you have to do to move past that point in your life is that you have to accept that you cannot control what someone thinks or feels about you. And you really cannot force anybody to accept you, even if you are being you. And it really sucks, especially whenever you're shedding that outer layer and you're letting someone see the real you, and they just smack you down to the ground, or they turn their back on you, and you're just like, what the fuck just happened? Like, I just opened up to you and you straight just did what I didn't think you would do. And it's very frustrating at times, and it really can be painful whenever you hear things from your family or those that are close to you, your friends, people you love. But as a witch, I don't try to change the world or people. I try to be the change myself. You have to lead by example, give love, show compassion, be open to explaining your views or your craft to those who will listen. So, like, if you have a friend or a family member who is showing interest, and you've came out to them, told them that you are interested in witchcraft, or you've been practicing witchcraft, and, like, if they show interest and they're not immediately turning their nose up, or, you know, even if they do in the beginning, or they back away and don't have much to say about it, like, if they show interest in what you're doing, I suggest that, like, what I did is with my wife, I think it was like a protection spell or something, but I did like the tiniest little spell, and it was so just plain Jane, like lighting a candle with some salt or something like that. But like, I explained it to her as I was doing it, and I wasn't even really putting the intentions out into the universe. So I would say it was like a decoy spell. Like, I was doing the actions without the intent behind it. But I just, like, walked her through it and showed her what I was doing. And then whenever she came home and I was burning a bunch of candles and incense, and I had a couple of bunches of herbs hanging over the door, like, she didn't really start to think that I was up to no good. And it did take a long time to get to that point, but eventually she got there. And although we still don't have 100% the same views, she is very supporting, and she doesn't, like, actively practice magic, but She believes in me, and she believes in what I believe as far as the magical part of it. Not so much the gods and the goddesses and, all of the fine-tuning things. But if I tell her that we're going on a trip and I'm casting a protection spell over us, she feels safe. And it's taken us years to get to that point, but she respects my beliefs and she supports me and she believes in me, and that's really a good, strong thing to have. There will be some people who will not ever, ever understand or change their views. There will even be some people who you might not even be able to have a relationship with anymore, which also is very shitty. But you cannot sacrifice yourself and your happiness to try to appease others. It's not worth it. So the next time that you get in a heated argument about your pentagram or someone saying you're a devil worshiper because they don't know what you're doing, try to remember this. Stand up for yourself, but be an example. Be an example of what a witch truly is. If we want the hate to stop, we really have to show the world how to love. You have to put out all that you want. Good. Like, I'm not saying let someone sit there and spit in your face. Like, stand up for yourself. Put your foot down and don't let people walk all over you or treat you like shit because of your beliefs, because you're not any different than them. You just have a different soul. And when it comes down to it, you have a right to be, I mean, free. You have a right to believe in what you believe in. You have a right to treat your body as you want to. You have a right to all that good stuff. Like, don't let someone convince you that you're less than them because you're different than them. And with that being said, I'm going to close out this episode. If you want to get in touch with me, the email address is witchesLounge@gmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook, and it's also Witches Lounge. Leave me an email if you want to hear about a certain topic on the show, or if you have any questions. I can do a question and answer segment if you want to send your questions in. Also, rate and review me. Let me know what you think. I love getting you guys' feedback. You have all been an awesome support system so far. I've really been blown away by the feedback that I have gotten. A lot of it's been private, but it has come nonetheless. But I wish you guys love and light and many blessings, and maybe the goddess look down upon you if you are trying to come out of the broom closet. And you need any kind of assistance, help, advice, or just need someone to talk to, drop me a line. I get back to you as soon as possible. This has been episode 15, Witch's Lounge. I will talk to you guys later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.